Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Polished Woman, only on LA Talk Radio.
The Polished Woman. Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. I'm sorry. We are late for what, about 5 minutes or 8 minutes?
Ten minutes.
Things happen that we don't expect. So I am so sorry. Today, we were supposed to have our guest, Lauren Lawrence, on the show. But something came up. There was an accident that happened to her. So she couldn't be with us today. I don't know, Max. I was so excited because I wanted to know the meanings of my dreams.
Here's what I know. Hi, everyone.
Hi. Yeah, so Max and I will talk about life.
No, here's the reality, Jess. You know, where we are right now is exactly where we're supposed to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, I say that all the time. And especially when we're doing live television and live shows and all of that. This happens, you know, and I think this is the first time in 3 years that this has happened to us.
Yeah.
But I'm grateful because no experience is ever wasted. And so, you know, I threw on my sunglasses because literally I was sleeping. I'm like, it's been a very long couple of weeks. And, you know, here's the reality.
Yeah.
You have so much going on in your own life right now.
Yes.
So let's just talk about what's happening in your life. You know, we'll get Lauren back on. We'll talk about dreams.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I know for sure is that, again, where we are right now is exactly where we're supposed to be.
Yes, I know.
So, Jess, let's get into your life because you've recently released Wake Up and Pray with Jess.
Yes.
And Wake Up and Pray with Jess is your daily sacred space every Sunday where you start, you record your prayers. So tell us what inspired you about that, and then we can tell people more about what's going on in your life.
Yeah, I think it inspired me to do it because, as you know, we've talked about over the past years, you know, being here on LA Talk Radio, if you tune in on our show, you would know that I have, you know, suffered from anxiety. And I don't think it's depression. It's really anxiety. That led me to just praying every single day, because I needed help. I needed, you know, the guidance from God. I needed someone to really, you know, just guide me and help me through that darkest moment in my life. And whenever I pray, that's when I see hope. That's when I see, you know, that's when I saw light and saw hope. And so I felt like, you know what? I was cured by it. I got better because of my prayers. So I said, and I know a lot of people are experiencing, you know, depression and anxiety. And you know what? This few minutes of just dedicating your time to God, with the Lord, I felt like I had to share it. So.
And you're sharing it. You're doing it.
Yeah. And I'm doing it.
Now, what inspires you, for instance, to get the scriptures? Like, how do you find them?
You know, that's what I told actually my daughter and our editor, Tiffany. It's easier for me to write for the questions, you know, for the, you know, for our interview on every Mondays, but going through writing for the prayer, it's hard. It's you have to write it in the moment of what you're really feeling that exact time. And so, you know, like this Sunday, I wrote about anger because, you know, somehow there was an incident in traffic, really, not really traffic, but, you know, it was just like, oh my God, it's too slow. Like, seriously, like, can you just drive faster? You know, like you, those things, instead of getting angry, you know, you know what, just pause. I pause and really reflect, why do you have to get mad and ruin your whole day just because this person is driving really slow and you can't be on time. You know what I mean? So, well, those little things.
You know, what's interesting, again, it all goes back to where we are right now is exactly where we're supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, and I think when you're in traffic, you can't fight that, you know? So yeah. Instead of getting aggravated, instead of getting stressed, and instead of getting all those kinds of emotions,
yeah,
you breathe and exhale and just realize where I am right now is exactly yeah. where I'm supposed to be. But you know what? Let's chit chat some more because here we are on The Polished Woman. If you're tuning in, I'm Max. I'm Jess's executive producer here. And the reason why I'm here is because Lauren Lawrence is our guest. And unfortunately, Lauren had a medical emergency. So we're yeah. sending her love right now and light and a speedy recovery. And we were going to talk about dreams because yes. really a lot of our dreams have been affected due to COVID-19. Mm-hmm. You know, I had Lauren on my show, Max and Friends, a couple of weeks ago, and we talked about dreams yeah. and anxiety in dreams.
Oh, yeah.
And why is this happening? So, yeah. Jess,
what affects you?
Yeah. What are some of your dreams right now? Like, what's happening with your dreams?
Well,
it's like the ones where, like, you know, you dream of all these ones. Like, when you go to sleep and you hit yeah. the pillow, what yeah. are your psychological dreams?
Well, nowadays, because of the pandemic, don't you feel that it's very vivid for some reason? Like it's mm-hmm. very like, oh my gosh, like you remember it, and most of them are very scary, right? Maybe because of the pandemic, but the past few months, I think it started last year, I've been dreaming me being pregnant, and I can literally see my tummy like moving, and I'm like, oh my gosh. I don't know if it's because I've been dreaming that I'm pregnant because I have that fetus, that embryo, yeah. you know, that's being frozen. So maybe he's like, mommy, please, you know, let me get out of the, I don't know. But people are saying it's a new birth, it's a new beginning. So that's why I was really excited to talk to her and find out.
No, well, we'll definitely have her back.
Yeah.
But, you know, from what I understood from, you know, a lot of anxiety and dreams from Lauren Rose on the show, and Lauren has a great book, everyone, called Private Dreams of Public People, where she yeah. decoded dreams for like Madonna and some very famous people. Yeah. So, you know, what's interesting is like vivid dreams. I'm having vivid dreams. I always have vivid dreams. That's just yeah. what they are. But like, and sexual dreams too. I think a lot yeah. of people are escaping because a dream is a way to escape, reality.
You had that? Yeah. Yeah. I always like dream of having sex with someone.
Yeah, it's fun. Right?
It's like weird. I'm like, why?
Well, I can't answer that because I'm not a dream decoder. But when we have Lauren back, you know, we'll talk about it. So, you know, the show must go on. And that's why uh-huh. we're here doing this. This is off the cuff. This is The Polished Woman. The show must go on.
Wait, hold on. Can I ask you something?
So, it's your show.
I actually want to know, is our dreams really, is it according to the, according to the, you know, to their culture, because there are some things that when I dream, I've learned about this when I was, you know, trying to Google stuff to talk about the dream, right? So there are things that in the Philippines, if we dream of, in my country, if we dream of losing a tooth, it means you're losing somebody.
Okay, so I asked Lauren that on the show, it's not true.
Yeah, that's what I saw. Yeah.
You know, listen, my grandmother's Lithuanian, you know, my grandmother was, she passed, but we all have, you know, wives' tales and fairy tales of what dreams are. And, you know, at the end of the day, like Lauren says on my show, is that dreams are probably one of the most egotistical things we have because they're always about ourselves. And no matter who plays the roles in our dreams, you know, who the person might be or whatnot, it's really, what does that person represent in our life?
Yeah.
You know, so like, for instance, I'm not a dream decoder, so I can't even pretend that I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But just from studying dreams and understanding them, the number one important thing that Lauren talks about is definitely having a notebook by your bed or a recorder, you know, like those little recorders, so that when you wake up and you remember your dream right away, talk in the recorder or write down your dream because you'll automatically forget, you know, within the next thought. So definitely dream recording is a wonderful practice to understand your dreams and to record them. So I'm sure the advice is have a dream journal. You know, we have journals, we do journaling, but have a dream journal where you write down your dreams, where you remember and record your dreams.
I'm gonna do do that. Oh my gosh. Because sometimes you remember, and then sometimes you're like, okay, after a few days, wait, what is that dream again? What is that all about? Right. But have you, okay, you're Italian. You know, Italians are very superstitious, right?
Well, people, listen, my culture doesn't define me, but okay.
Okay. Can I just share? There was an incident when my husband, you know, when I just, you know, my husband is from the US. He grew up here and then he came to the Philippines, and we're very superstitious and stuff. So one day, I think it was on our honeymoon, we were in Napa, and I woke up in the middle of the night because I had this really bad dream. And in my country, when you have a bad dream, you wake up right away or get up right away and bite any wooden thing and bite them. And then go right after biting the wood, you have to go to any plant and take out one leaf
a lot of work.
Yeah. And tell the plant that, you know, you have dreamed of this, blah, blah, blah. So it will not happen because you gave it to the plant, stuff like that. And my husband woke up in the middle of the night and he was like, who are you talking to?
That's funny. Oh my gosh. Well, Jess, I don't know. We can talk about dreams for the whole show, but how was your 4th of July? Like, what did you guys end up doing?
We just stayed home. You know, they closed everything here in Los Angeles, not even in Los Angeles, but California. They closed the beaches. They closed the restaurants. So there's really nothing else, you know. But I mean, being home is always, always fun. Had barbecue. We had some friends over. You know, my daughter's friends came. So we had a little party.
Are you taking like your daughter's friends' temperatures before they come in your house?
No, but
I know some people are doing that. Yeah. Well, you don't have to, but some people are. I'm just asking, you know.
No, but I have a spray and I have a hot gel. So before they enter, and then I let their shoes, I let them leave their shoes outside. So they can bring it inside. That's what I do.
So Jess, how are you? Like, let's talk, like, let's cut the shit. You know, we can talk about bullshit all day long. But like mentally, physically, emotionally, I think that's what women want to know. Like, really, how are you, Jessica? Like, are you good? Are you scared? Are you anxiety? How are you?
I'm actually very, very good.
Oh,
it's,
cool.
Yeah, it's weird, right? Because a lot of women are very anxious. Some of them are depressed. But for some reason, this whole pandemic, this whole lockdown made my family really closer. And you know, right now we do Bible study every Thursday or Friday, every weekends. And it's weird because now my kids, before I used to, you know, oh my gosh, they used to complain, force them, you know, no, we're having this. But now guess what? We miss it this weekend because it's, you know, it's 4th of July. They were actually looking forward to it. I'm like, wow, really? They were all here, like, asked me, how come you're not having Bible study? So it's really, I mean, you know what? It did something good to my family. It's just hard. Of course, every single one financially, they're hard up and stuff. It's hard because everyone stopped working. But, you know, I don't know, emotionally, I'm happy and spiritually.
Yeah, well, listen, knowing that I know you, you know, what I know for sure is that you always loved your family home.
Yeah.
You know, so this for you is like a blessing. Because you don't have to argue. You're just like, everybody's home, mama's home, and everybody's home.
My in-laws are home. You don't have to dress up. You don't have to go anywhere.
But now, let me ask you, how has this like affected your friendships? Because I know you love going out. You love going to Waldorf Astoria, going to Rooftop. How has this affected your friendships?
I haven't seen any of my friends.
I know.
I have.
I miss you so much. Like, I could cry.
I haven't seen you too. I know. I have not seen any of. I have not seen you. I have not seen any of my friends. It's what can we do? We just, you know, we just talk on the phone and that's it. I haven't done any more shows, nothing. So,
like, what are you like over with this pandemic? Like, what are you just like, oh, I'm just so over what?
Maybe I'm so over not being able to eat out.
Yeah.
You know?
I miss that. Well, yeah. You know, I'm in Florida, and last night, so let me tell you, last night we went to dinner. My mom came back, you know, from California.
I know,
so
Mama Gia.
So we went to dinner last night. We went to one restaurant, Houston's, and they were like, nope, five people can't sit at the table. And I'm like, what? Like, what's the difference?
Yeah.
So then I called the restaurant in Palm Beach County, and I'm like, hey, like, can we come with five people? They're like, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then I was like, my mom was like, I don't want to drive to Palm Beach. I was like, okay, so let me call another restaurant local. And I was like, hey, will you take five people? And they're like, absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a weird, like, I think what's most frustrating, what I'm so over is that there isn't clarity. Like, if there's going to be rules, then make rules, make them in effect for everybody. But then it's so difficult where you're like, oh, here's the rules. But we're going to close the beaches, but we're going to keep gun stores open. We're going to close restaurants, but we'll keep the liquor stores open. You know, and it's like, how can you take anything seriously then when those are like, when that's implemented? It's like, what's really going on?
Yeah, I don't know. And you know what? Okay, this is a news that actually just came out. Did you know that the colleges are, I think Harvard announced today that they're just doing online.
Some of them are,
Some of them are. Yeah. So some schools are like doing that. So I'm like, so now we're like, my kids are like, what? Are we going back to school or what? Like, you know, there's nothing. I felt like there's nothing to look forward to, you know, because you just don't know what's going to happen.
Mama Gina says, you know, she lived in displaced person camp for 4 years, right? So she's like, like who's sitting here like complaining, like, ugh. You know, this is shitty. Like, listen, there's some families where, you know, they don't have the luxury of space like we have in our homes where they don't maybe all get along. And remember, there's women who are violently abused by their husbands and now they're stuck in their homes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's so true.
You know, so we should really consider doing a show about that and, you know, bringing Sherry Carney back and talking about domestic abuse, because domestic abuse is a big thing happening right now. Because women can't, where are they going to go? Where are they leaving to? You know?
That's so true. That's
so true. I think we really need to just send a lot of love out to a lot of women, you know, who are in domestic relationships, domestic abuse relationships, and really just send them a lot of love and, you know, pray for them that, you know, this won't and their life.
Yeah. You know, can I share with you something? I saw this message from one of the moms. And she was like, did this happen to you? So she was like, I love my husband. I love my children. I love my, you know, I love them so much. But for some reason, as I get older, she felt that, you know, I think she was just trying to, you know, pour out her heart, but her feelings. She felt that her friends, she's like, how do you say this? Like, she's losing a lot of friends, like a lot of her friends. Because we were talking about friends. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so true. You know, like, because I see my kid, I see my 17-year-old, oh my gosh, people that come here in and out, I'm like, okay, is this like even safe? There's like tons of them, okay?
Probably not. Then,
I know, right? But then again, as you grow older, which I believe this girl that wrote it, as you grow older, she felt like she's losing, you know, she doesn't have enough, like as much friends as she used to have. Or she's like, is she blaming it to pandemic? I don't, you know, she doesn't know, but she's like, she's missing that, you know, whole thing of going out and being, you know, and just
social with,
you know, her friends. But then she said, it's really hard to find, you know, friends now that she's already on her 40s. You know, have you ever felt that?
Well, here's what I know for sure.
Yeah.
There are friends for a season. There are friends for a reason. And there are friends for a lifetime.
Yeah, that's so true.
And, you know, when I moved from Connecticut to Florida, it's going to be 10 years.
Yeah.
The majority of my friends in Connecticut, I don't have a friendship with anymore.
Yeah.
And some of them showed their true colors.
Yeah.
You know, because my house was always the house like your house where everyone comes over. We have the pool, you know, it was a fun place to be. There was always food, you know, and great champagne and great wine, you know. And then it was like, you know, I always go back to when my father died. It was the same situation. A lot of those friendships that my father had and my mother had, then my mother didn't have those friendships anymore because, you know, the dinners weren't free anymore. The restaurant was closed. The wine wasn't around. And so, you know, they disregarded my mother. So I always believe that when people show you who they are and when people tell you who they are, believe them. You know, because late in the midnight hour, when you're going through things in life, and who are you going to call?
Yes.
It's not going to be every single number in your phone.
Yeah, that's so true.
You know,
yeah.
And those are your friends for the lifetime. The friends that you'll call in the midnight hour, you know, be like, I need you.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's okay. Friends come and go and a few remain. And the ones that remain are the ones you really have to cherish and love and realize like that's your tribe. And those are your soul sisters, your soul brothers, and you know, be grateful for them.
That's so true. And you don't have to have a lot. Trust me. Right. You
can. It's fun.
It's fun just to have fun. But like,
I'm going
to
be honest, you know, it's not like I'm not. So, like, you know, I just always cut to the chase. But I was going through my phone and I have like thousands of contacts.
Yeah.
And no one ever calls and says, Max, how are you? You know, Jess, you and I have a friendship, but I'm saying like, you know, friends of mine.
Yes.
You know, and I think the problem with that is because of social media. They see we post, so they just assume we're okay, you know? And it's like, how often do you have to hide behind a smile before your friend calls you and says, I'm thinking of you. How are you? And during this pandemic, a few people have called and done and said that. And people that I did not expect would do that.
Would do that,
And all of a sudden, I'm like, you know what? Now I know why some friends come and go. And then, you know, it's like this new energy of friendship. And you're like, wow. That person, you know, I really need to like have as a close friend. Have you experienced this too? Or do people check in on you?
Yeah, actually, you're right. People who have, you have people that have, you know, you have not like spoken to for like a long time, like all of a sudden, like, hey, how are you? Just checking on you.
Yeah.
I hope you and your family are okay. No, that's so true. And the people that you actually like hang out all the time, they're like, okay. Even ask how I am.
And does that make us a shitty friend? You know, like I know that I'm calling people and I'm I do the same thing. That's why I know it's happening to me because I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Like I go online and I see people are out, there are dinners, they're doing whatever. So they're surfing, they're this and that. I'm like, okay, they're cool.
So you thought they're okay.
Yeah. And really they might not be.
Yeah. But you know, sometimes people are also embarrassed. Or not embarrassed. Like they think that, oh, you know, I don't want to bother you. Remember, I sometimes tell you that.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I tell you that, like, oh, I don't want to bother you because I know you're busy. But yeah, but you would always say, but hello, I'll always be here for you. Like I'll always be, you know, like you have to call me anytime. Like
anytime. Listen, and I always say when I go to bed at night, my phone is off.
Yeah.
You know, and I've figured out ways to do it where if it's an emergency, it's able to ring.
Yeah.
So like, you know, I have my mom, I have my niece, I have my sister, I have you. So like, if you call me, the phone will go off disturb.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Like, that's the choice that I make. But that's not for everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, like, you know, I need my quiet time. But so here's a good question. And let's ask this to ladies. Yes. Do you sleep with your phone next to your bed?
No. I've tried to, no, because my husband, he hates when the phone, you know, when you get a message and it lits.
Oh. So where do you put your phone?
I put it on the desk, but it's further, you know.
Okay.
It's I make sure, and then I always put, you know, like what do you call that?
You flip it over.
Flip it over. Make sure that the light is not out. But this is the thing, because I'm a mom, when I know that my daughter is out, I leave it on.
Yeah.
I leave my phone on because I want to make sure, you know, and
no, that's of course. I mean, that comes with the territory.
Yeah. So, but I don't. But there's a meeting, you know, they say that you cannot have your phone beside you when you go to sleep, right?
I know. It's very bad.
It's like so bad.
I know Ariana Huffington is always like, she won't bring the bed, you know, the phone to bed. I don't know. You know, it's just an interesting question. So women, you know, tweet us and Instagram us at The Polished Woman and let us know, do you sleep with your phone or do you leave it in another room like the kitchen?
Yeah.
We want to know.
Well, speaking of teenagers, we're going to talk about them.
We are. And raising them.
And raising them. Right? You know, okay. I just really want to talk about this because just this whole Gen Z kids, oh my gosh, cannot let them do things. Like, they're so lazy. I swear. They're so lazy. They're always on their phone. And, you know, when you tell them one thing, you have to tell them like 10 times before they do it. And I feel like they spend more time with their friends than the family. And this is why.
Because here's my point of view, and I'm not a parent, so of course I have all the answers.
But you have a niece.
But she's not my child, you know? It's always easy to tell a parent how to raise a child, you know? From my perspective, I don't have kids, and it's like, oh, well, this is what you need to do. But in my reality, it's like the reason why the kid is on the phone is because the parent allows it. You know, like,
oh, that's so true.
If you have internet in your house, like, turn the internet off at night.
That's
period.
So true.
Don't let your kids have access to it. So as much as the kids are to blame, you know, we want to do a show about this.
Yeah.
For me, it's a lot of the time, it's the parent. The parent lets kids get away with total bullshit these days. You know what I'm saying? It's like the phone. Okay, well, you're only going to have internet between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you choose to sleep between 10 and 1, then you're not going to have internet. And then you'll get it again between 3 and 6.
Oh, that's so true.
So that's just my point of view with internet and the phone. You know, and also I like to challenge kids. Like, I would love to be at the house right now. And I know Brianna gets scared of me sometimes. But like, I would love to just leave like a bunch of dirty laundry in the middle of the room. And say, you have 1 hour to get this clean, to do the laundry.
No, trust me. Dude.
I know. You don't have to tell me. Because this is true for a lot of kids. And here's why.
Yeah.
Because when kids go to bed at night, and if you have a housekeeper or if you're a parent that does laundry, and you see your kids' dirty clothes on the floor, you pick them up.
Yeah.
And the kids wake up thinking, oh, my clothes are picked up. They don't even think about it. And the clothes are then back in their room.
I know.
It comes down to really like challenging your kids and also giving them responsibility to say, I need to do laundry and figure out. I bet you if you put $100 on the line and said, Brianna, you need to all these white clothes need to go in the washer. You have to put bleach, laundry detergent and fabric softener.
Yeah.
Could she do it? And I'm not saying it's a bad thing that she doesn't, but I think that it's become. That's really, speaking of epidemics, I think an epidemic is a child who doesn't know how to do certain things. Laundry, set the table, write thank you notes. You know, it's like we've forgotten to teach children these necessities where these are important things. You know, if someone sends you a gift, send a thank you note.
Yeah.
Kids don't do that anymore. They think a text message is fine.
Yeah, they just text message.
And they don't even know how to put a stamp on the envelope.
Oh yes. You know what? They don't. Oh, my gosh.
Or write a check.
Yeah. I'm actually teaching her to write a check now. No,
I'm telling you.
You remember when you were young, did you have that? You had those stationery or card with your name on it.
I still have them.
I have thank you, right?
Hello.
My best friend in the Philippines actually gave her that, never used it.
So, you know, I think we'll do a show called like Getting Back to Basics, where, you know, I think as much as it's the parents' obligation and responsibility, it's also the school's responsibility. And I think schools need to have classes to teach kids how to do things like this. Etiquette. Yeah. They don't do it anymore.
And maybe we should ask also our listeners what, you know, what other topics that you want us to
ask discuss them. Go ask them.
Yes. Hello, my Polish Woman listeners. You know, you are so welcome to, you know, email me or send me a message on what topic you want to, you know, if you're going through something, you have questions, email us and contact me, you know, and, you know, I'll tell you. We have a phone number, the Polish Woman phone number, right, Max?
Yeah, they can text us, they can DM us, they can tweet us, they can Facebook message us, they can email us. There's a million ways to contact us. But the reality is that, you know, our show is only as good as it is because we have our viewers. So we love you. We love your feedback. We get a lot of it. You know, we love when we do our giveaways. This is kind of like a behind the scenes of what happens, because these are the phone calls that Jess and I will have during the week. And we just, you know, we go off of each other. What show should we do? How was your week? What are you thinking? So what you're getting a glimpse of right now is like behind the scenes of how we create shows for the Polish Woman. So we want you to be a part of it. And, you know, reach out to us. If you have someone that you think is amazing and they've inspired you or they motivated you, tell us who that person is. We want to have them on the show.
Yeah.
You know, it takes, we need to come up with 52 show topics a year. You know? And we do it and we love doing it, but we'd love for you to give us people who you think we should have on the show.
Yes. You know? Yes. Oh my God. I hope that after, you know, after she comes out of the hospital, we can interview Lauren. Oh my gosh.
Totally will.
Yeah, I'm really super excited. And you actually mentioned that she predicted Princess Diana's...
Well, there was a dream that someone had, and it's in her book that was published by Asseline, Private Lives of Public People.
Okay.
And a gentleman had a dream of something that was that happened, and he spoke to Lauren, and Lauren basically decoded it to be Princess Diana's death.
That's crazy. Oh my
God. When I say decoded, what I mean is it's not psychic. She's decoding these thoughts that someone had in their subconscious, in their dream state. So, you know, it's a very fascinating. I was excited for this show too, because but listen, you know what? We're having a good time. The show must go on.
Yeah.
You know, I was in a hoodie top. I was sleeping because I was helping my sister move today. She's driving back to Connecticut in one of these huge, like 45-foot coach buses. Yeah. And I was like, okay, it's going to be an easy show. We're going to talk about dreams. And then all of a sudden, I was like, all right, I got to be on the show. That's why I'm wearing sunglasses. My hair is not done. This is a wrinkled shirt that I'm wearing. And you look so beautiful. Maganda. Jen.
You know, Mondays are my busy days, because after this, I'm going to have to film, you know, for our videos. I hope you guys tune in. You know, every Tuesday, we have our Beauty Tuesday. Wednesday, we have our Wellness Wednesday, and we have our Oh My Gosh moments, which is, you know, these are like the good news that's happening around the world that I want to share with you guys. So,
you know, Jess, let me ask you a question. So let's tell people, if we're going to talk about behind the scenes of the Polish Woman, tell us your week. So Monday, let's start with Monday. So Monday, we're getting ready. We do the show.
Yes. Yeah.
You're in hair and makeup. Like, we're doing production calls.
Production calls. We have calls today. I have calls today for our e-commerce.
Right. So So about 45 minutes before the show starts, you and I, we have a conversation, you know, we get everything together.
Yeah.
And then you're getting hair and makeup, you're going over notes.
Yeah.
Then about 5 minutes to 1 o'clock, you know, we're on with LA Talk Radio with the whole engineering group there and making all this happen. Ronan, who makes magic.
Yes.
Then we shoot the show. And after the show, tell us what you do on a Monday.
Well, after our live show, I normally, because I already have my hair and makeup, I just film for, you know, for our Beauty Tuesday or for our Wednesday, Wellness Wednesday, and for my OMG. And, you know, so sometimes I can't do everything in one day, so I do it on another day. But yeah, that's my Monday is just crazy. And then Tuesday, that's when I do all my phone calls and then, you know, of course, spend a little bit of time with family. Wednesdays are my sort of like rest day. But of course, we still post. But then, yeah, Wednesday is my rest day. That's when I do my massage, you know, et cetera, or chiropractor. And then Thursday, you and I will start, okay, what is our show? You know, yeah. About our show.
And when you say, what is our show? We have a list of topics.
We have a list, but which
and
one?
And then we start reaching out on Thursday to solidify guests.
Yeah.
So Thursday gets a little hectic. Then Friday is your OMG Friday.
Yeah. And then that's when I start. Fridays are the days where I write my prayer.
And you start winding down.
Yeah. And which is really hard. I don't know what, but that's, you know, prayer for me is when I really sit down and I have to be, I have to be in a quiet place and really focus.
And then Saturday?
And then Saturday, those are like my, you know.
Day off.
Saturday is my Sabbath day.
Yeah, it is.
It's my day off. Because Sunday, I can't really, Sunday can't really be my day off because, you know, I have to prepare for Monday.
Right.
So I really have, we don't post on Saturdays as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, right. Wait, I have a question for you. What do you think about 2020? Where do you think this will lead? Right?
Listen, I live in, you know me. And how I started the show, where we are right now is exactly where we're supposed to be.
Yeah.
If you live in the future, I think you live in fear. If you live in the past, you live in anxiety or depression. So when you live in the moment, what you're living in is I'm here right now. Yeah. So what will 2020 be like any other year? You know, we just have, this is right now, you know, and Christina Kuzmich, who we have on the show, she taught me that right now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always where we are right now is where we're supposed to be. But like, I'm sad right now. I'm happy right now. Yeah. You know, and everything is in motion. Where will this year go out to? I have no idea. But here's what I know. I don't know where it's going to go. Mm-hmm. But I know that we are the creators of our own reality. And so whatever we want to happen in our life, we have to consciously create it. We have to manifest it. We have to be grateful for every situation that we're in and really understand that no experience is ever wasted. And what is this teaching us? Mm-hmm. And for me, this has taught me that my love of life is greater than my fear of death.
That's good. I like that.
What is it teaching you, 2020? Here's the question. Instead of what will it be? Mm-hmm. It's, I think the question formatted, what is it teaching you? What is 2020 teaching you?
Right. I know. Well, for me, what is 2020 teaching me? It's actually teaching me to slow down a little bit.
Mm.
You know, like how we are always like, okay, let's do this. Let's, you know, let's, okay, we have
to, let's go to lunch. Let's go to dinner. Yeah. Let's go to here. Let's go to there. Let's have
now, literally, love, I'm like, I'm so calm. This is why I think, I don't know, it's because I'm Aquarius, but like now I'm so calm. Like everything is just, you know, slow and good. And I don't have to rush. I don't have to, you know, to do like, you know, like, okay, Monday we should do this. Tuesday we should do this. I don't do that anymore. Like if it doesn't happen, then okay, let's wait a little bit. It's not that you're, it's not that you're delaying it. What do you call that? Procrastinating. Yeah, it's not that. But now it's really more of like, instead of rushing things, now, okay, let's sit down and really think about this.
Yeah.
You know, and really just, you know.
Listen, I know I'm going to get a lot of, I always get a lot of emails and text messages and DMs when I say certain things.
Yeah.
But I just want people to understand, by no means am I minimizing the pain that people are going through.
Yeah.
The loss that people are going through.
Mm-hmm.
I sympathize, I empathize, and I really send love and light to everyone who's been affected by this. My grandmother was a victim of this, you know, so I understand fully the sadness that people are going through.
Yes.
But you know, your mother, when you were 13, your mother was murdered. When I was 8 years old, my father died of a stroke. Yeah. So I think when we were presented death at such a young age, it really gives us the joy of this joy to live.
Yeah.
You know, so I send love out to everybody. So I just want you to know, I'm thinking of you all, but we also really have to be in the moment and think about, like Jess is saying, like, Mm-hmm. What is like, I just need for her being still, and you look beautiful. Like, so whatever you're doing, it's working. Because there's less stress, you know, we have less stress.
And I sleep well.
I know. Yeah. So I guess going into this week, you know, really think about what is it teaching you?
Yes. I love
what are you
question.
Learning?
Yes.
Yeah. What are you learning from it? What are you learning about yourself in it? Mm-hmm. What are you learning about your family? Mm-hmm. You know, and we'll do a show about, you know, what this has taught us.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Yeah, we should interview a couple of, you know, women and like
we
and
will.
Ask them. Yeah, I like that. I like that.
For me, there's a joy. Listen, I was telling someone the other day, we had a friend over, social distancing. And I was like, they're like, oh, you know, you're always out. You're always going here. You're always doing that. I said, it has been so nice not to like have to, you know, get dressed, wear clothes, do this, put on jewelry, all the stuff that we do on a daily. I think it's bringing us back to like such a beautiful time where things were a lot simpler, you know, and instead of saying like, oh, this sucks, like, thank you, COVID, you know, like finding the silver lining, like, thank you for letting me be able to be with my family. Thank you for letting me be still, you know, and then I always go on to saying we need to get out of the whole language of fear and all of that and just be like happy healing. We need to just send a healing out to the world and happy healing.
Yes.
And thank you for this moment. Thank you for this experience.
Yes.
And we have to wrap this show up.
Yeah. Wait, one more thing. One more thing. You know, before the COVID, I would, you know, in our village, I would see people walking. Most of them are alone. Okay. When they walk, most of them are like, there's two of them and both girls, you know that they're friends.
Right.
Nowadays, you know what I see?
Family
walking, family in bikes, you know, in their bikes, you know, like it's just amazing to see them. And this doesn't happen, or this, you know, it didn't happen before.
It's happening.
Now it's happening.
Yeah.
So that's one thing good that I think that COVID
there's many good things, and we're going to have to talk about them on another show. Again, when I say there's many good things, we're not minimizing anyone who has lost someone. We're not minimizing your pain. We're not minimizing sadness. But just know that, you know, there are silver linings, and we just want to give you all love.
Yes. And remember this, God will not give you anything or any problem or any situation that you cannot handle.
Yeah.
You will always be able to handle it. But again, what Max said, right now it's painful. Right now it's devastating, but you know what? Tomorrow you will realize it'll be good for you.
Yeah.
Or it's something, you know.
Okay. So Gordana Biernat from #KnowTheTruth.
Yes.
That's a great book. You ladies, we're going to have her on. Get this book.
Yes.
This is what she says. This is a new day. It has not yet begun. It will never return. It is a unique day. One of a kind. Treasure it.
I love that.
A treasure today. Jess, got to wrap the show up.
Okay.
Do your thing.
All right. All right. Thank you so much, ladies. Thank you so much. And I'm sorry we missed Lauren Lawrence, but we are going to have her on the show. And don't forget to give love to the next person that you see after watching or listening to our show. Thank you. Love you guys. Love you, ladies.
Love you, Jess.
Love you, Max. Thank you.
Of course. I'll call you after the show.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, Ronan. Thank you.
Bye, Ronan. Thank you.
Through faith.